Six views uncut.
You already know, man. It's your boy YG, number 35. Cronum in the cut.
Yo.
Six views uncut.
Yo, I know you did an interview, but you're gonna pull up for me for my interview. Me and you are gonna do an interview together. No, my nigga. If me and you do an interview together, we're
Six views uncut.
We're gonna blow. I swear to God. It's gonna be at 100K a day.
Another thing too, because we are always hearing these guys talk about, yo, you know, YG's not in the city, this and that and the third. How do you take it when, you know, you have these guys talking about that?
I don't got no lineup. I had to cover my hair lineup right now, fam.
Yo, how's the drip check, G?
All right, let's get it popping.
No, you see, I ain't up like that just yet.
We don't got the drippy drips that Mr. 35 got.
Friday does, because Friday's a former rapper, so he does.
Just come to the territory.
But you already know, this is Six Views Uncut. We got a special interview right now. Yo, he is the most disrespectful artist, not just in Toronto, but probably in the world. Just dropped the Cronum mixtape project. You already know, Big Cronum, El Nito, YG in the cut. What's going on, my G?
Just cooling, man. Yeah, you know, same shit. Fucking just on the road.
Yeah. We see you working really quick. How's the tour, man?
Oh, that's not a tour. I just got brought up.
That was on the Smiley show.
Brought me out for a show, you know?
Oh, I thought you were on tour with him at one point. I was just like, okay, you're the special guest on Smiley's tour? Cool, no?
Titties all out.
And next time, I think he was at Calgary, and they played Auntie in there too, and they're going mod. So yeah, that was like a next today, you know?
How was that? Because that's the first time you performed in like 2-3 years maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Probably 2 years. It was fun stuff. All right. I didn't think that they'll go that mod, you know? They're going mod.
They're going mod for you guys still.
All this. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm seeing.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even see that until after, and I was looking at like, I see my phone after, and I was looking at what JD was, because I was making JD record for me. Boom, when I seen it, no way, that's what they're doing there. He's like, what, you never seen it, fam? I said, well, I wasn't even paying attention. I haven't seen that.
Wildin'. So, yo, what's been the feedback for your Cronum project? Like, what are the people saying about it? What's their favorite songs? Are they rocking with it? Are they saying it's your best work?
No one's not really saying that. Oh, this is your best work. Just like, fuck, it's a new YG, something to listen to, you know? Like, fuck. I never dropped no projects at all last year. But this year I'm just gonna try to like turn it back over. I want a couple more projects, you know?
Yeah. So hold on, because you got some crazy lyrics out there, right?
They like fucking Killer Sangman Killers, they like Stick Talk, they like Die with a 30. I'm gonna make a video for like the songs that like that have like lesser streams, so that they can like we'll take those ones in more.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. People don't usually do that.
You get them like ones that are like those ones that are like going over their head. I think like you have to go really take them in, you know.
Yeah. Like for an example, like Wasi Face.
I like, yeah, Wasi Face too. They're not really taking in Twin. Like Twin is, he knows in that shit. You guys have to go.
Yeah, because Wasi Face, you said,
right now. I'm not fucking on the ground going crazy and like going like, you know, they love that shit too on top of it, but I'm not really on that shit right now, you know?
True.
I just thought of me the music talk right now for a little bit. How they fucking rock it like that, you know? If they're not going, then I forgive them 1-2 antics on the side, you know?
Yo, because again, I said, you're probably the most disrespectful artist in the world. Wasi Face, said, sometimes you feel like you don't feel like you don't like niggas. You feel like you're the KKK. Like, where are you thinking of saying shit like this, my guy? Like, why is... And, like, does the engineer or somebody be like, yo, fam, you might not be able to get away with that one, bro.
Everybody, they always be like, yo, YG, you're so quiet, da-da-da. But, like, I'm not really quiet. I'm just like, you're just not my homie like that. So I'm not going to be talking in front of me. Like, you know? I mean, my niggas, YG, I'm fucking... like so funny, and like I'm a funny guy, and like that's me, I'm a joker and shit like that. But like I'm around next niggas, like I don't like next niggas. I don't like being around next niggas.
Let me ask you something quick, YG. Do you write, or are you like doing punch-ins or coming in off the dome?
Yeah, I just come off the dome and punch in.
Okay.
Back to back. before I used to write, like, if you like listen to like my old songs, like Her and Coolin, all those songs, like I wrote songs, you know? Mm-hmm. But like ever since, like, everything that I made right now, like everything new, like I never wrote nothing. I never wrote Gamble, I never wrote Auntie, I never wrote Punching off it.
What so about the Buzz City? The Buzz City freestyle.
Buzz City is freestyle too. Like I just freestyled, like, but that's like a punching song. Like I already punched it in and just freestyled that too. And then they just made it into the Buzz City freestyle. Like everything I do, I'm just rapping off the top. Like I heard a beat, rap like four bars. Okay, yeah, that's neat. Leave that there. Think of something else, rap that, leave that there. Like, I just keep going, you know?
So okay, with that, because you started that way back on Gamble, and that's like a few years ago. What made the change where you're like, you know what? Fuck the pen or fuck the phone.
I was in the studio at Press, and that's what he was doing. So I'm fucking down trying to fucking write, and he's fucking doing that. I'm saying, like, I'm just wasting my time. Why the fuck am I writing if this guy's not even fucking gonna sit down and write? Like, you know, I'm always gonna just do the same shit. And I just got used to doing that. When I told him, I asked him, because he used to write too. Like, I used to be in him, used to be in the studio together before, and we used to be both writing. But then he told me, like, oh, when I was in London, I was doing fucking gigs at Young Thug in the studio, and like, Young Thug is just like, that's what he's doing. He's just rapping like that, punching in. And ever since he's seen Young Thug do that, he's just been on it like that too. And so, you know?
Dope. Yo, do you know that, shout out to Basmati Binga, your flow, he calls it the lemon squeeze flow because like you put words together in syllables and shit that like people can't do, fam. Like, is that on purpose or is it?
I don't do it on purpose. I just rap my, like, I'm trying to rap. I'll rap with it if to me it fits in. So people are be saying like, oh, this guy's rapping off beat and shit. Like I'm saying, bro, when I'm rapping, I don't feel like I'm rapping off the beat. I'm probably listening to a different part of the beat that you guys are listening to. Like, you know, it's like very
different. No, you right.
I mean, me going off like the drum and they're listening to the piano more. Like, you know, when I'm rapping on the drum, shit, you know.
I never even looked at it like that way, fam. You know what I'm saying? That might be your approach. That you're not just taking in the drums. You're like listening to different parts of the beat, and you're like, "Fucking, that's what I'm on."
Yeah, that's what it is to me. Because people be like, "Yo, you're rapping off the beat." I'm like, "Bro, I'm not rapping off the beat." Like, oh, I'm listening to it. I'm listening back to it. I'm saying, "What part of this? Why am I? Where do I rap off beat?" Like, to me, everything's fitting in properly, and everything what I'm trying to say is being said. You know? Sometimes I rap fast. Or when I was like, when I used to write, I used to like rap like even loud too. Like I used to scream on songs and shit. I used to like rap for way faster when I used to write. I think like now, like just on freestyling and shit, like it makes me like rap more on the beat, I think.
Okay. Also too, you got
like, how could you what was that?
No, you got a song, I believe it's Swag. You said, yo, my girl could be on Top Model, your girl could be on Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
So does YG got a girl out there? Are you following the press of steps and, you know, you got a little shawty out there?
Hey, come on. Everybody has a girl, you know?
Oh, cool. No, we don't hear this because the man them are too tough around the Toronto. You know how Toronto man them, yo, got them. We don't have time for that, fam. We don't even make gal tunes, fam. Nah, fam.
I don't know how to make girls. Like, fuck, I'll try it. That's not how I rap, bro. I rap what comes to my head. I don't rap that. Lover songs, like I don't know how to make a song.
Yo, I can see YG making a lover gal tune, though. Yo, you still diss them a little bit, but still be respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Sound that hard to me, like, you know. Like on Mr. Vanisher tape, I made a song called Foreign Girls. Like that was supposed to be like a girl type of song. You know?
Yeah,
but it wasn't really that.
And don't get it twisted with YG and the gal them, because I be watching on live when you're on live and you're like, yo, hand me this, hand me that, and I always see pretty nails coming into the frame. And shit. You know what I'm saying? And there would be some rough hand coming into this. It's always some pretty nails, pretty hands handing him something. You know what I'm saying? Like some king shit.
So can a regular girl talk to YG now? Because you know what I'm saying? You're a name out here, fam. Not just in Toronto, but like you're a name. Can like a regular girl be able to talk to you, or she's got to be a little bit name brand?
Nah, I don't want a name brand. I want like regular. I like more regular than name brand.
Nice.
Can we still like have like name brand shit and you're just 30, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like, yeah, be fucking I still have designer shit and just fucking you don't need to have your fucking name all over the place, you know?
Yo, there's something I always want to ask you, because you always have these different words that you use in your rhymes. that are not English. You use a lot of Arabic words.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, people know you're Govey. I'm not going to repeat it here, but, like, it's not an Arabic name. So are you Muslim? And also, why do you choose those words to, like, what made you start choosing them words?
I just hang around with a lot of people that are Muslim, you know? I have a lot of friends that are Muslim like that. So sometimes they'll be talking and they fucking will be saying shit in, like, in their fucking sentences, and they'll use, like, an Arabic word or some Wadi word, and that just turns into my slang too. And I'm for me talking to them all the time, you know?
Okay.
So when I'm rapping, like, but rap and say that word too, because that's already my slang that I would use if I wasn't rapping, you know?
Yeah. Like, you have a whole song called Bantu Genie, bro.
Who the fuck is Bantu Genie, my guy?
Bantu Genie. Bantu Genies are like it's like a shirt that like we got from like, there's like some guy, he like fucking used to be like a truck driver, Somali truck driver, guys all around. He's famous on Snapchat. He probably gets like a million eyes on his Snapchat.
He's like, is he like Booster Crime? Is he like Booster Crime?
That's like his famous word. His famous word would be like Bantu Geniasha. So like, where he's from, Ohio. He's like from Ohio too, but and in the where like the neighborhood where he's from, there's like Somalis. They have a lot of tribes. So like one of the tribes that are called Bantus, but they don't really look Somali. Like those are the only Somali people. They look like fucking like West African. They look like Ghanaian and shit. Like I think like, people say that they're like slaves. Ran away and went to Somalia. You know, got away and got to Somalia and shit because they weren't really enslaving people in Somalia. You know. So they look like fucking East African. They look like West African. So they, every time when I used to be out there, and people used to be like, "Yo, are you Bantu?" Because I don't look Somali, but I'm chilling with all Somali.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm Bantu." But I didn't think I'm Bantu, you know. So I just got it from there, and they used to always say, "Yo, sure." And I used to guy, and Genie is like a fucking like a demon or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they mean by like a demon or like a ghost. So they'd be like, "Yo, this guy's a fucking Bantu Genie. Like he's a fucking." A genie, like a demon from Bantu, you know? So I just came out.
I know that the genie talk, or like short for, or jin, they call people too when you're a demon. You're a jin.
Yes. Yeah, it's like David, you know?
Yo, when do you think you're going to dutty up the Solid 60s?
Fuck, I have to go 30 it up right now and stuff. I could do that anytime. You know?
Do you have a favorite out of the three that have dropped? Because I know you probably heard the Bushman one, and then we have John C, and then the Crook drop. You have a favorite of them?
Bushman's one is going hard, right? But they're all hard to me. They're all like, none of them is bad. You know? I got nothing bad to say about it.
Okay, okay. Also, too, I'm getting mixy here. Would you do a versus with Mula?
Would I do a what?
A versus with Mula.
Versus, yeah. Why wouldn't I? I would destroy him in a versus.
You think he'd destroy him?
Oh, fucking annihilation. Like, there wouldn't even be a what songs that he have to fucking face. So,
hold on. You can't use any songs that you have a presser.
Okay. Or that's a crazy stipulation.
Hold on. Or top 5-2. Because you got a lot of
beats. That's not fair, fam. Those are some bangers, bro.
I won't use those. And I'll still fucking know it's me shit, dog. I have regular songs. My regular songs that are like that are fucking more like views and more streams and shit than those songs. What the fuck? I could use fucking any song, man. I could use Wasp, like the regular Wasp. That shit has fucking million views and shit. Like, that shit has a million streams.
But you'd be
fucking.
But you'd be down for a versus or something like that, though.
Yeah, what the fuck? I wouldn't care. I'll just be an automatic win for me. Like, wouldn't even be a versus.
So you say you just collect your bag, perform.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not even a question, 35. I was doing an event over here at the Visionary Arts Center, right? And these guys were like getting ready, preparing the spot and stuff. And they were just running music. And they were running Toronto music. Fam, they ran like at least 7 tunes from you, bro.
You had like your own little, what did they call it? When the DJs run like a set. You had your own set.
Yeah,
you had your own set pretty much.
A YG set, fam. And I'm like, yo, I'm there sitting in the other room listening to the music. I'm like, this guy has a fan base. I wonder if he knows how there's people who are just sitting around just listening to YG all day. Do you know that, fam?
I don't know that. I know that they take me in sometimes. I don't know about all day. They'll tap in here and there.
Yo, fam, these guys were not like just having a random party. They were having an album release party. And while they're getting ready for their shit, they're listening to your shit.
Yeah. That's
Do you feel like
people get like, you know, I have like hyper shit. I'll probably get him in like a hype mood, you know?
Facts. Facts.
Yo, do you feel like you get respected as a, like an MC and like a real rapper? Because you're a rapper. Like, I think people, maybe some people that sometimes, don't know, but like, do you feel like you're getting the respect?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like people probably don't take me in, but then like, sometimes I'll just be like going through Instagram and I'll just be like, oh, I'll just be taking a rapper's Instagram. And I'll be like, oh, I see him. Nice. I'll be like, follow back on his name or something. I'll be like, oh, I didn't know that he was following me. Whoa, you know? I'll follow him back. Man. That's all I'll be doing like sometimes. Yeah, it's really good to hear people really hear that shit.
Yeah, fam. Because you actually really rap. Like, that's the one thing we always say about you, fam. Like, a lot of these guys, like, they be spitting, but, like, you're actually spitting. Like, if you really listen to the shit you be saying, you be fucking spitting. And another thing, too, is you guys' is production. Like, did you know that Wasi Face is a sample beat? Or, like, did you know that listening to it? Or were you just like, yo, I just like this just beat?
Like, I was just playing beats and fucking twin just like, so, oh yeah, I like this beat, put this beat on, turn this one in there, like, did that in like a fucking 10 minutes, 7 minutes. I just fucking went in there, put on my verse, and I was done. Did my shit like a 10 minute, go with the next song. We made that and screen in the same day.
Jeez.
Nice. Yo, did you ever know that what happened at Flow, fam?
Nah, I never found out what's going on. I said they're fucking coming back, but they're going to a next radio station.
No, with you at Flow. Did you know that you caused some controversy over there, fam?
When?
When you rolled there with press, they didn't expect you.
Oh yeah?
Did you know about that, fam? They got like backlash, like, yo, why'd you bring this guy in the building? What the fuck?
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's news to me.
you were supposed to be by yourself.
And that was when Auntie just came out. Auntie was booming that time. Like, they were hyped to fucking talk to you there too, I'm sure.
So you didn't know that? You didn't know that Madman got in trouble?
No, even when I went there, like, boom, it was just supposed to be for press. Like, press, do your shit. Like, because, like, the way how radio works is, like, they don't do the shit, like, on point. Like, they'll just radio it in, like, record it in, and they'll play it on the next day. So, like, boom, they made me record some shit, too. Like, oh, you're dropping the tape, Mr. Vanish, or something, or record some shit so we can fucking talk about Mr. Vanish when it comes out, too. Like, I thought it was blessed. It didn't seem like anything was wrong.
Okay, but knowing this now, why do you think that would be?
I don't know. So they're paying my shit. They're fucking paying Auntie on the radio that time and everything.
Yeah. I think they might be scared of you, fam.
They're hailing me up and everything.
They might be scared of you, fam.
They were hailing you up in front of the camera or when everything was cool, but behind when you left, they're like, oh my God. Like, we made it all safe. do you have that misconception about you? Like, when people, like, fans, and they come up to you and shit, like, they're nervous around you and shit when, like, you're probably, like, just a cool guy? Like,
not really. Probably. I don't know. Probably, like, I see, like, some people, they'll see me, like, oh, they'll know that it's me, but they won't fucking come and page me or nothing. Like, they'll just whisper it to, like, someone beside them. You know? All the time, like, I'll go to like stores or go outside and like they'll just be like whispering, like, and I'll just bring them back. Sometimes I can't even hear them and shit. Like, I just look at them and I just walk away and do my thing.
Another thing,
some people do come up, but you know, whatever it is, so.
Another thing, too, because we are always hearing these guys talk about, yo, you know, YG's not in the city, this and that, and the third. How do you take it when, you know, you have these guys talking about that?
Fucking on charges there for a fucking whole year straight, my nigga. This is my first time leaving in fucking a full year. 2021 February to fucking 2022 February. I was on charges. All my house was in fucking Toronto. I couldn't even leave. I just beat my kid. Just beat that charges. And I got breach for going outside over there. Like, I got breach for going outside. I went to Wonderland. Fucking... like going to region and going on live in region, I got breached and doing all weird.
No, but yo, even with that, fam, we don't think, we've spoken about it on the show. We don't think it's a bad thing to be out of town.
If you guys are talented and you guys have a buzz, bro, get the fuck out of the city, bro.
Out of town, getting a fucking new fucking type of money every single day, a new fucking anything I want, fucking, and I live lavish. Like, how the fuck do I care? Those guys that say that, they don't even have like, nothing to go out of town to go to. Like, they can't go somewhere even if they wanted to. Fact. Like, they have to fuck stay there, you know? Like, they're stuck at the end of the day. Like, me, I'm not stuck. I could go fuck 100 places. I go to different parts of the world. I have Cody's there that I could go kick up. And, until I'm serving myself, like, what the fuck? Okay.
Including Michigan.
Any province in the fucking country, I could go there and kick up there. Any America, I could go to America and kick up there. Fucking UK, Europe, I could go there and kick up there. I'm worldwide nigga, bro. You guys are fucking not worldwide niggas. It's different, bro.
Yo, who? What's the name of the Michigan wasp that was on Clubhouse, bro? You was wild.
My nigga Flint, my nigga Flint, bro.
This nigga say, yo, 100 watts. I heard you like the E-box on a handstand.
He has some, heaters and shit, too. I told him, bro, when you drop a track and you drop a video, all I have to do is you just have to shout you out and let niggas know that you were the nigga that was nosing everybody, then Toronto's going to tap in right away.
This guy's an ass. Yo, what do you... What's your take on this Chris Rock, Will Smith thing, fam?
I don't know.
You don't... I don't know
if it's scripted. These guys are actors. These guys are fucking millionaire actors at the end of the day. Like, you don't know what they're doing. Huh?
You think it's a fake or a lie? Because that box was weak, fam.
It could be fake. It could be real. Like, I don't know.
Fam, I've given...
I don't know if it's...
We've probably handed out heavier death houses in like middle school, fam. Like, let's be real, bro. Like, what was that, bro?
That's what I'm saying. That's a nothing, bro.
Yeah, I'm not.
I need to talk a shit after. Chris Rock just put like Chris Rock with a swang back at him, and you know, like, Chris Rock gonna just hug
back. Let me ask you something about some content that we were seeing on YouTube. The K. Showtime telling drill rappers their music is trash video. How did you link up with K Showtime to do that? And how did they convince you to be so fucking cool to do the fucking jokes that they were doing, fam?
Well, that's just what I know. At the end of the day, it's not real. I fucking can't go too crazy on them. I have to at least like go with it as much as I can, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, they do too much weird shit. Like, they're doing too much fire shit. They told me before, like, watch Aiden Ross. I'm like, yeah, I've seen like a once or shit. He's like, yeah, we're going to be like Aiden Ross. You know? I'm like, now you just lose. So I'm like, yeah, just don't be going too crazy, but they're going crazy.
Yeah, they're going hard. But that shit was funny, fam. And two, I think that's what Toronto needs, fam. They need to see artists like you doing entertaining shit like that, fam. Because that shit was funny, bro. That shit had us in tears.
Yeah,
man. And it also helps people to be like, who don't know who you are, like, yo, okay, this guy's a rapper. Let me go stream his music. Yeah. Let me check it out.
He has like different fans too, right? He has his own fan base. Like, it's better for me too. Like, that shit has like got so much, like, my most probably like Instagram views before, you know?
Really?
Yeah, like my most, like, that was almost like probably like 200K Instagram views.
Jeez. You might have to do a music video with Showtime or something. put him in a video.
He has a one-two channel. That's what I'm open verse. We're going to get knocking.
Yeah, get that working. Yo, really quick, because like, obviously, RIP Houdini. What's one thing from him, like outside of the music, that you just miss having with him, either like conversations, going to sit downs, playing sports? Like, what's the one thing you just really miss about having him around?
That's everything. I can't just name one thing. There's so much things, you
know?
Fuck, I miss everything. I just miss him. Well,
you guys are definitely doing his name well, fam, because like, he's still one of the most streamed Toronto artists. We seen that Auntie went. How much platinum is Auntie at?
He has fucking a plaque where everybody probably is a couple by himself. Like, he has so much plaques just off of himself, you know? Like, he has a plaque with Jay Nee, he has a plaque with Presa, he has a plaque with Berna, he has a plaque with me.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. It's bittersweet, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, it's like, yeah, he's getting these plaques, but it sucks that he's not here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you guys are definitely doing his name well, fam. Like, we definitely appreciate everything that you guys are doing for him. So, big up Houdini, RIP Houdini. You know, his name will forever live on.
And you brought him to the interview that you did with us, fam. I want to tell you, I appreciate that, fam, because that's went lives on as a legendary moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could even just fucking with the gang, just with me out, like, you know, mm-hmm. just be doing roles. Completely following me to this interview. We're already partying together every single day. You know, like, obviously we're gonna go do the same shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm saying. Like, bringing me around those type of meetings too, like different type of meetings with different type of people too. You know,
straight.
What are some of the advice you're giving to, like, Wallap boys and all the younger up and coming BFR up top boss guys?
Tell them keep dropping. No, fuck. Back to back. They don't fucking look at views and shit like that. Don't look at fucking streams and shit, like, off one song. Like, fucking drop fucking 20 songs for all that shit's gonna add up, you know? Mm. And then if you fucking wanna get a fucking million views, fuck, that one song doesn't have a fucking million views. I bet if you drop like fucking 10 songs all together, yeah, I'd fucking have a million views, you know?
Mm.
Straight. I keep going. Yes, take a shit.
So what else do we got?
If you try to make dollars off music, fuck, it all doesn't come one time anyways. So if you drop fucking all these songs back to back, by the time when you do get a change, bro, it'll be a fat change because it's all coming from couple of months together, put together, type shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. All the song money accumulates.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's not like you're getting time. It's not like the next day after you drop it. So it comes a couple of months later, you know? Mm-hmm. That fucking couple of months, fucking drops like 4 or 5 songs that all add up to fucking probably a couple of bands, you know? And you'll get more fucking motivated to go hard, play.
That's true. So, YG, what else do we got coming up for 2022? What else music videos are you going to be dropping for the Cronum?
I'm about to have fucking the Nitas music video.
Mm.
With Q, with Quintana. And then I'm going to drop the next, like, EP, Frank White. The real Frank
White. Jeez. You guys know the real.
I'm going to drop that EP, a couple songs. So, by a producer named Jay White, you know? He has the same last name. Both have a fucking that last name, so you know.
Mm.
So much called Frank White. It's Frank White. Like, I know Frank White is a hitter. In that movie, you know.
And any acting gigs?
Any acting?
Yeah, we're gonna see you in like any web series, any movies.
Fuck, I don't know. Fuck, if they try to draw for me, if they give me a proper dollars.
Who knows? We're gonna see you in Press gonna be in BMF, fam?
I don't know. I see him auditioning and shit. Like, my nigga Press, you don't sleep. You might see him in something soon, you know?
Oh, you see him?
Auditioning.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll be auditioning and shit. Don't sleep. My dad's gonna be on.
Nice. Ooh, say that, dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
What, you have anything?
Just, no, I got nothing.
Things like, bro, if I was there, I'll be trying to audition too. Like, you know, so,
me fucking too, was, bro.
Soon time, fam. Soon time you'll be across the border doing all of that shit, fam. I see it.
Yeah, I see you. I see you in Power or linking up with Tommy or something. You can make that Tommy show way better, fam. They need to put you on that show. You would lit up the show still.
Okay.
But yo, YG, thank you for coming through, fam. Thank you for your time. Fuck, the people, we have to let him give his
social medias
and shit. I'm pretty sure people know who the fuck you are, fam. But do you have any last shout outs? Anything you want to tell the people, them?
Just fucking go stream my new mixtape, Cronum. Fuck, I have some new shit coming. That's it.
All right. Yeah. And when you forward back, fam, we need to get another in passing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't say a word,
all right. Boy, YG, you done know. 6 Views, uncut. We off of this.
Yo, enough respect, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my G. You done recording?
Yeah, man. I'll show it out, nigga.
Okay, well, that's been 6 Views Uncut. It's been your boy Gutsy Guts. Make sure you follow, like, comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Friday Ricky Dread. 6 Views, man. We off of this.
6 Views Uncut. 6 Views Uncut. 6 Views Uncut. 6 Views Uncut. 6 Views Uncut.